Big night for the GOP and the governor's races, too. And we're joined now by the chairman of the Republican Governors Association, Chris Christie. Congratulations. Boy, you didn't just hold on to your big states in Wisconsin, Florida, Michigan. You surprised Dems in all those blue states.
Yeah. Well, listen, first off, it's because we had great candidates. And you know, George, candidates make the difference. And RGA is there to help raise money, raise awareness. But we had great candidates. Governor-elect Baker in Massachusetts, Governor-elect Rauner in Illinois, Governor-elect Hogan in Maryland, and Governor-elect Hutchinson in Arkansas. All good candidates, proud to have supported them.
All taking them from Democrats. You say you had good candidates, but what is the larger message for Washington and for the Democrats coming out of this?
Governors that get things done win votes. And whether it's Rick Scott in Florida, or whether it's Paul LePage in Maine, or whether it's Scott Walker in Wisconsin, or Rick Snyder in Michigan, all states that people said we could not defend and could not win. Remember, of the 36 races, we were on defense 22. We're the opposite of the Senate story. We were on defense 22 of 36, and nine of our states, President won twice. So, and we won eight out of those nine.
You worked with the president on a lot of issues, including in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. What message should he take from this? And if you were going to give him some advice, if he called you, what would you tell him to do?
Time to sit down with Mitch McConnell and John Boehner and lay out an agenda for the country that you can agree on. And I don't think there's any other way to do it. The president took a beating last night. And the fact is, you got to sit down then with the folks on the other side and say to them, okay, let's see what we can agree on together. And I think the president needs to lead. I've been urging him to do that for years. He needs to lead and work with these folks now.
Some indications from the White House that the president's going to go forward with an executive order on immigration, lifting some deportations protection for immigrants on his own.
Now, the president should look to work with the new Republican Congress. The people have elected a new Republican Congress, and the president shouldn't look to go around them. He should look to work with them.
So what does this mean for you? You made no secret of the fact you're looking at 2016. You had a big night last night as chairman of the RGA. How does this shape your thinking about the presidential race?
The biggest thing, George, was it gave me some experience in terms of traveling around the country for me and for Mary Pat and the kids to get a feel for what would that be like. You know, over the last 11 months, I've been to 37 states. In the last 5 days of the campaign, I was to 19 states in 5 days supporting my gubernatorial candidates. So I think it just gives you a feel for what that life might be like. And now, as a family, you know, we sit down and start to think about this stuff. But
fair to say it moved you closer to running?
No, not fair to say. I haven't even had time to think about it, George. I'm on 2 hours sleep. So fair to say what I'm looking for is a nap. On the other stuff, we've got time to think that through, and we will.
Okay. Governor Christie, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, George.